with these stretches, we're gonna do yin style stretches for the groin area. Yin style is adding time and not going overboard on tension. So light tension over time. It's 2 minutes to 8 minutes, and you just wanna do a nice slow stretch to where your body's relaxed and just let gravity do all the work. That style of stretching allows you to get deeper and deeper into the stretch. A lot of stretches do a lot of different things. Some stretches are for warming up for activity. Some stretches are just for lengthening muscles, but this is for getting deep down, really lengthening muscles, and getting all the way down to the joints and ligament and tendon level so you can create your space in your body for better health in the joints and in the muscles. So one is, if this is enough for you, you can just put one leg out to the side and go wherever the tension there feels the best. And you would do both sides. You want to sort of create a line in here, but a light tension through here, and you could use your arm weight. You would do both sides. That would sort of, what I would say would be level one. And then the other level would be this position where your knees and hips are all lined up here, like a 90 degree angle. So it's 90 and 90, 90 right here, 90 right here. And you would just go down and let the weight of gravity sort of stretch where you could do both at once. If you go too far here, this could be intense. Intense would mean your thoughts turn negative, your thoughts turn into wanting to get out of the position, feeling like things are too much. The joints or the muscles may feel tight and it feels like it's holding you up instead of relaxing and letting you sink into the ground. Because the tension you're looking for is the kind where your mind relaxes and you're breathing and you're basically not even noticing how long you've been in the position would be the ultimate goal. And the tension is just to the point that as you breathe and as you relax, you can just slightly over time feel tension just release and release and release as your body sinks deeper and deeper into the ground. And that's when you're finding that sweet spot. So right now, good. So you spend your first couple of minutes just getting set up. And let's just do a couple of minutes here. We'll do 2 minutes. Make sure your knees are okay. Make sure your hips are okay. You don't want to do anything to aggravate them. Should feel light tension. Let your head relax, your jaw relax, let your shoulders relax. Don't let anything hold you up. Let gravity take you down. And be still. You may feel a little tension there. You get your mind to relax. You get your body to relax. You inhale. You exhale normally. And all of a sudden, you'll feel your body create a little space for you. When it gives you that space, if you want, you could stay right there. Sometimes you can follow it down and just take a little. Don't take so much that you over-tension the muscle. You don't want to put too much tension on it, but you may just want to take a little of the space just to keep that light tension on. Start at 2 minutes. Nice and gentle. Even if you're really starting out, start at 30 seconds or a minute. You won't be getting as deep as the full yin program or but you got to start somewhere, and you can't push your way in to the body. You got to work your way in. And when I mean work alongside and work with your body. Great. Now when you come out of this, a lot of people like to go forward. We don't want to come out of any deep stretch using the muscles we were stretching. We want to use our arms. We want to come forward. You can even come all the way forward if you like. Let your arms lift you up. Do any counter stretches you need to bring the muscles back to protecting the joint again, the muscles back to working. When your body feels stable again, you can move on to your next stretch and do that in the yin style.